The Gabbai comes over to me and says, you want to lead Stichot? And I say, you don't really want me to lead Stichot because I say all the words.
Oh, no.
We really don't want that. Because, you know, they want to finish in 12 minutes flat. And that's not going to happen. But I find Stichot really hard. I actually understand the words. And I still find Stichot hard. It's either crack of dawn, or before the crack of dawn in the morning, or way too late at night, beyond the time that I'm normally awake. So my brain's not really working. I understand the words, but it's hard to wrap my head around it. I'm too tired to really have any kind of time to think about like Ashamnu or Bargadnu or any of the things that normally I would be thinking about or trying to be thinking about in the context of Slichot. So it's hard. And every once in a while, like now, I remind myself of an experience I had the first night of Slichot in the year 1998. Yep. You can figure out how many years ago that is. So it turns out in 1998, I was here for the year. I hadn't made Aliyah yet. I was here for the year, and I went to Slichot at a shul. After I was walking home, in the middle of the night, it must have been about 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe even later, there was one line, one line from the Slichot that as I'm walking home, the words kept on running around in my head. You guys familiar with the Midrash about Titus? Right, that after Titus destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, Hashem said, I'm going to take revenge against him, and a mosquito went into his head. Have you ever heard this? I see some people saying yes. The mosquito started, obviously it wasn't the mosquito, whatever it was, but the way the Midrash tells it, a mosquito went into his head and started pecking away, and all he heard for years afterwards was this banging noise in his head, and he spent years going to doctors and trying to help people get rid of this banging noise in his head. He couldn't get it until finally he died, you know. And finally, when he died, they're trying to figure out what's this banging noise in his head. They found an animal the size of a bird pecking away at the inside of his skull. Well, I had these words pecking away at the inside of my skull the entire walk home. I just couldn't get them out of my head. The words, and you have them in front of you, if I'm here, we see them every night of Slichot, by the way, not just the first night. Every night of Slichot. It's in the part after we make believe like we're saying all this stuff, you know, and after Shema Koleinu, when we're rushing through to say all the stuff that we think we're familiar with, because we say it every night. So if you take a look on Sichot Yom Shishi, on page Kuf, which roughly translates as 100. So in the second to last paragraph, the last two lines, Amcha v'nachlatcha, Re'ivei tuvcha, Tzmei chastecha, Te'ivei yishecha, Yakiru v'yeidu, Ki la'ashem elokeinu arachamim v'aslichot. Those words were banging away at the inside of my skull. Didn't make a difference where I walked or how long I walked, I kept hearing those words. Because stop for a minute, to think about what it means. Re'evei tuvcha. What's re'ev? Hungry, starving. So when was the last time you were starving to feel God's goodness? Like you haven't eaten for 3 days. I can't wait. I am starving. It's like the end of Yom Kippur. And what I want at the end of Yom Kippur, I want to feel the goodness of Hashem. Two words. two words. They're banging away at the inside of my head. Tzmei chastecha. Thirsty. Tzmei is thirsty for Hashem's chesed. When was the last time you felt thirsty for Hashem's chesed? Like, you just went on a tiyul, it's 6 hours long, and you forgot to bring water, and nobody shared. And you're thirsty. And what do you want more than anything else? You want to feel the closeness of Hashem. Te'evei yish'echa. Those who crave Hashem's help. But crave. Ta'ev. Okay, crave. Those people who are hungry, but really famished, who are thirsty, who crave the closeness of Hashem. Yakiru v'yedu ki l'Hashem elokim l'rachamim v'asdikot. They're the only ones who really appreciate that that Hashem has the power of rachamim and slichot. The words are banging around inside my head, and nothing I could do could get them out of my head, except for the song that came with them. And as soon as the words found their music, I was able to go to sleep. So here's the song that came together with those words that were banging in my head. It's really easy. You have the words in front of you. It's really easy. That's half the song. Yakiru ve'yedu ki l'Hashem Elokeinu harachamim v'asrichot. Yakiru ve'yedu ki l'Hashem Elokeinu harachamim v'asrichot.
Da 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 Mem shall be the last of the day, for 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 the